I, all my brothers and sisters. So, okay. God has been so incredibly good and faithful. And when he said, record everything as you go, well, this last little bit has been so busy, and I just haven't done that. So, I'm probably going to break this message up into a few pieces. Because there's just so much in it, right? So, at the airport when I was in Chengdu, we were, we were pretty much lying around. We had 22 hours to, or 20 hours to kill, turned out to be 22. And I was constantly on the watch for opportunities, and I always do this. I watch for opportunities to strike up a conversation that would include the Lord. And I often like to talk to people who have some kind of a clear connection with the Lord. Because what you've got to remember is if you're just doing mission work, if you're just focusing on all the people that need to hear about Jesus, you yourself wind up getting all dusty and cold. And so it's important to have inspiring conversations with Christians in between. So you need to monitor your temperature. You need to monitor to see that you are, in fact, gauging correctly, and you need to be aware of that. Now, it's not just for yourself that you do this, because when you speak to another Christian, and remember, most people are not going to talk to you about Jesus because they're scared to, right? They will have, I mean, the closest they'll get to is maybe they'll wear a cross, or maybe they'll do something like that. But they're pretty much afraid to come out and talk. So if you give them an opening and they can see in your eyes that you have Jesus, it gives them a chance to also connect. So you're igniting them too. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to connect the two of you. And he does, and he can do that across all sorts of lines of what people have created, lines of categorization of race and all the other things, because God is God, right? There's no classification difference with us. We are all humans. And so I got an opportunity to talk to one lady. Well, let's put it this way. I noticed that she had earrings that had that were crosses. Now, in Chengdu, I had, because I look out for these kind of things, I had seen one other person walking around with a cross necklace. And this guy, he had a cross necklace on, but his shirt was death and everything else. So, then you know that this person is on his way out of something or on his way into something. But, his message that he carries in his clothes is contradictory to the cross that he wears. And I know that people don't recognize how important it is, whatever message you have on your clothes, but it really is important. That's why I don't have any messages on my clothes. I'll have plain clothes. But anyway, so all I did was I said, so are you a Christian? And I think she was Dutch, but she could speak English. And she said no, as though, how can you even think that? I thought to myself, you know what? And then I said, okay, thank you, sorry about that. And I went back to sit down, and I got to thinking about it. The cross has now become just a meaningless object in so many places in this world. It's no different to a teardrop or a whatever else you want to have around your neck or your things, right? And I thought to myself, that's so sad. It's so sad that the person would be wearing that symbol and not even know what it means. But anyway, I don't really cross lines when it comes to talking to women unless I know this person is a Christian, and clearly she wasn't. So that was a bit of a wake up for me. Arrived here after being dropped off by the Uber with my one bag, because of course you heard in the previous message that I didn't get any more bags. And I arrived here and I had just enough food for supper. And then that was it. So I had bought some Chinese sweets for my daughter and son-in-law when I see them. So that was a little gift that they'll get when they get it. And when you get things like that, you need to pray about them, right? You need to pray and say, Lord, is this okay? Certainly when you are in certain places and you walk in and it's a halal shop, well, then you know that stuff is dedicated to gods, right? It's not dedicated to the one true God. Anyway, so I arrived and stayed and had food. And then, of course, I had to go and buy food in the morning. So I got up and had my quiet time first. Now, the amazing thing about my quiet time is that before I had left, the Lord had said to me, take photographs of the piece of the Bible that you're doing your quiet time messages on now, plus the next page. I thought that very strange, but anyway, I've learned not to question, you know. Should have almost seen this coming, but what's wound up happening is that my Bible is sitting in the bag that is not here. And so I've had the one page that I needed to have, because I really do not like using the Bible apps, because I have found discrepancies in them versus the actual written text. You know, they are changing these Bibles faster and faster now. Just to try and get a single one world religion going, and how do they mesh them together. And so people are just falling headlong into that trap. So I prefer to keep the physical Bible. So with my photograph, I've been having my quiet time messages. So I still did my quiet time message, and then I went off to, because I believe that you should always eat spiritually before you eat physically. So in the morning, normally what I'll do is, if I've got, which I didn't have, but if I've got oats or something, I'll put that into a mug or a bowl, and I'll boil the water and I'll pour it in, and I will just leave it there to stand for, you know, 5-10 minutes, and it turns into a nice porridge, right? But then I go off to do my quiet time, which normally takes about 20 minutes, half an hour, etc. The Lord just speaks to me about that particular verse that we're reading through at the time. We're busy with Exodus at the moment. Anyway, so that's what I had then done. And of course, I went and I did my shopping. And came back, had breakfast. And that's where we will leave this particular message. And I'll get on with the next one.